Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Yesterday, Penny Gibbs' friend Peg Martin received word of the death of her husband, from whom she's been separated for almost 5 years. Now, in the living room with Penny, Peg begins to understand the real significance of her husband's passing.
It's very strange how I've just now begun to realize what Jim's death means to me, Penny. At first, it didn't mean anything. Now
you what, Peg?
Well, now it means a whole new life for me. And I don't mean a new life only because I'm suddenly free. I was the same as being free before. Well, almost. Jim hasn't been a part of my life for 5 years.
I think he was, Peg. In the back of your mind, I mean. And deep down in your heart, I think you had a hope that he'd come back to you someday.
No, Penny, I didn't want Jim back. I didn't want him to leave me, of course, but that was for little Julie's sake, not mine. There wasn't any love between Jim and me, no love at all. In a way, I was afraid of him.
Then why did you cry yesterday when you got that letter from your mother telling you Jim was dead?
Well, I was being feminine, I guess. That's all. Just being feminine.
No, Peg, nope. It was much more than that.
You see right through me, don't you?
Oh, Peg, I know you. I know you well enough to be absolutely certain that you wouldn't have married Jim if you hadn't been in love with him.
Yes, I was. Oh, but Penny, a marriage like ours can do weird things to love. It can turn it into hate and then disgust. And of the two, I prefer hate to disgust.
I know what you're trying to do, you know. You're trying to tell yourself that Jim's death doesn't matter.
Oh, don't you think I'm smart to try? Don't you think it's a good idea?
Yes, under the circumstances, I do think so.
Then why don't you help instead of making me admit I loved him?
Darling, I'm sorry. I do stupid things sometimes.
Don't we all? Like marrying a man who... I'm not going to think about it anymore. I'm not going to think about my marriage or Jim or Julie or... No. No, I'll never stop thinking about Julie. That's the curse of being a mother, Penny. There's always that child or those children to think about.
Mm, aren't most of the thoughts of children pleasant ones?
Oh, most of them. But when a man like Jim is the child's father, then you have doubts and fears about the future.
Nonsense. Julie will grow up to be a lovely woman. Peg, she'll have your qualities, not his. Mm,
you think that means I won't worry about her? I'm not much better than Jim was.
You weren't going to talk about Jim, remember?
But right now, I think I'd better talk about him, Penny. It may help me get the thought of him out of my system.
You know you'll never do that.
Well, I won't know until I try, so I might as well talk about him. I think about him. I think about all the mean things he said and did, and that isn't natural. I always thought when a person died, you seemed to forget the bad things about them and remember only the good.
You will remember only the good about him in time.
In that case, there'll be little to remember. It'll take a long time to forget the nasty things.
Have you tried to forget?
Oh, of course I have. I think I'm morbid. I don't enjoy being miserable. Just thinking about Jim and what he did to my life makes me miserable.
Well, then don't think.
Don't think? Oh, I'm paying the penalty right now for not thinking. No. No, from now on, little Peg is going to think and think and think before she so much as moves a little finger. I do something now, it's going to be with malice before.
Oh, Peg, what are you practicing to be, a wicked woman?
Well, I'm going to do everything I can to get some of what I missed.
Oh, Peg.
I'm going to try and make life repay me for the deal it handed me when I married Jim. I married him in good faith and because I loved him. Why did life have to trick me into falling in love with the wrong man?
I don't know. Life makes you think you're in love lots of times when you're not.
Love? I don't believe in it.
Well, call it love or anything else you like, but sometimes we can't just control our feelings. And sometimes we're fooled by them. I don't know why an honest emotion called love or anything else you'd like to call it can't be returned with honesty, but sometimes it just can't be. It's one of those strange tricks life seems to play on all of us at one time or another.
Then why doesn't life just kick us down and keep us there instead of letting us get up and go on again with hope and faith in the future?
Well, maybe life doesn't allow that, Peg. Maybe we force it. Good to get up and go on. Not everybody can do it. That's why some people, after one hurt, flounder around in pain for the rest of their lives, never getting anywhere, never amounting to anything.
You're drawing a perfect picture of me, aren't you?
I wasn't thinking of you. Your life with Jim's over, Peg. It's past, should be forgotten. From now on, everything is future.
Oh, what's my future going to be with my past? I don't have a right to the future, Peg.
Oh, Peg, you know that you do, but look, don't worry about it, not just now.
Oh, let tomorrow take care of itself, Well, not such a bad idea. I think I'll go downtown. Want to come along?
No, thanks, I can't. Nora's going to the store for me. I'm supposed to watch the baby.
Oh, well, I guess I'll go down myself. I feel like looking in shop windows and spending just millions of dollars.
Oh, I'd like to have just half the money I've spent looking in shop windows.
Wouldn't we all? Oh, Penny, who's the woman in the sunroom with Mr. Billings?
That's Mrs. Ross, a neighbor. She's one of Mother's friends.
Oh. Well, it's nice that Jed is letting people come in to see him now.
Yeah, it sure is. Golly, I used to worry when he said he didn't ever want to see anyone when he was in his wheelchair or have them see him.
Well, he has a lot of pride, that man.
Too much for his own good sometimes.
Well, no man likes to depend on a wheelchair, Penny. He can't be blamed for feeling embarrassed about it.
No, of course not. But he's not embarrassed now, and that's the important thing.
Yes, yes, the present is always the important thing. And this young woman's present isn't going to be wasted with window shopping.
Well, have fun. You'll be home for lunch, won't you?
I think so. I'll phone if I decide to stay in town.
All right.
Oh, Penny, is there anything I can do while I'm down there?
Oh, no, thanks. Oh, I tell you what. You might window shop for me and tell me what you bought for me. But don't spend more than $50,000. I'm a little bit broke this week.
Ooh, Penny.
Come in here, Miss Ross, in the kitchen.
I just want to say goodbye, Penny, and tell you I think Jed is looking so well.
Oh, thank you. He sure is. You were sweet to come over and see him. I know he was glad to see you.
I'll be over again very soon if it's all right. And I was wondering, is there any possibility of seeing your brother's baby?
Well, you have seen her, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, come on and see her right now. She's in the back porch in her carriage. I think she's awake.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, if she isn't, I don't think it'll hurt to wake her for a visitor. She likes company. She seems to know she's being shown off when strangers are around. Oh, there she is. And she is awake. Oh, she's in the mood to perform for us. Yes, sir, you're in luck, Mrs. Ross.
Oh, what a darling baby.
Thank you.
What an adorable child. Why, Penny, she's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Simply beautiful.
Yeah, she sure is.
Yes,
sir, Valerie, we think she's the most beautiful baby in the world. But I suppose everybody says that about babies, don't they, Valerie? Yes, they do. You know you're beautiful, don't you?
What a lovely disposition she has, Penny. Why, she's as sweet as she is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no wonder you're so proud of her. How can you keep from showing her off?
Oh, she's going to be a show off herself as soon as she's old enough to walk. She loves people. Look, she's lifting her arms to you. She wants you to pick her up. Oh, go ahead, Mrs. Ross. Please do. I think you can be trusted not to drop her.
It's been a long time since my boys were this little. You want me to hold you, Valerie?
Yeah, she sure does. Go on, take
it. All right.
Here you go.
Oh, you sweet little thing, you.
You know, she's too young to know what she's doing, but it looks to me as if she's hugging you. Yep, a child must have an instinct for a mother. And you're the first real mother she's seen since Suzanne went away.
Isn't it a shame that that girl Pat married couldn't love such an adorable child?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's simply criminal.
Well, we try and make excuses for Suzanne, but it's kind of difficult to make them logical. So we concentrate on being a mother to Valerie ourselves. And I think she's happy with it.
Yes, I think so.
I know we're happy with her. We'll always keep her if luck will only let her.
Downtown to spend all your money, Miss Martin?
Why, Mr. Garvin. Hello.
Hello. Just window shopping?
Or... Just window shopping, Mr. Garvin.
Say, I thought we decided to call each other by more informal names, Peg.
Oh, so we did, didn't we, Barry?
Ah, that's better. You know, I've been watching you for at least 5 minutes.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I started to come over to you right away, and then I said no. No, that isn't Peg Martin. It can't be, because the girl I met at Penny's house the other day wasn't quite that beautiful.
Oh, Barry. Well, I'm glad you spoke to me. I was spending far too much money.
Now, window shopping can be expensive, can it?
Yes, but thank goodness there are no bills to pay at the end of the month.
Must be awful to worry about bills.
Oh, it's not so bad. Somehow or other, they always get paid.
Yeah.
What are you doing downtown at this time of day? Aren't you working, Barry?
Oh, yes, but this is my lunch hour. Wish I hadn't just eaten. I'd invite you to join me. Say... Could I take you to lunch anyway? I'll have a cup of coffee.
Oh, no, thanks, Barry. I'm not hungry, and besides, I think I'd better be getting back to the house. This is my day to help out a little.
Well, some other time, then?
Well, maybe.
Now, look, you aren't going to be as evasive as Penny, are you? I can never get her to promise to do anything.
Well, Penny's a rather busy girl, you know.
Yes, I know. I'll have to talk to Mother about not working her so hard. But look, you aren't working. Why can't you? Oh, perhaps there's another reason.
Another reason?
Yeah, I forgot. You're married. Perhaps your husband.
I was married the last time I saw you, Mr. Carlton, but I'm not now.
I don't understand.
My husband is dead, Barry. He was killed in...
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Peg. I really shouldn't have said anything.
No, don't be sorry. I'm not. It was all for the best. You see, we've been separated for 5 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry Jim's dead. For his sake, I mean, but... But Julie and I are much better off now.
Julie?
Mm, my daughter.
Oh?
She's living with Mother.
Yeah, that's right. You do have a daughter, don't you? 5 years old, I think. Hey, it's almost 1 o'clock, and the boss wants to see me at 1:15. Look, I'll have to run. Will you forgive me?
Oh, of course, Barry. It was very nice seeing
you. Well, it was nice seeing you, and I'll see you again, I hope.
I hope so. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Peg, and tell Penny to stay home this evening with nothing to do, because I'm going to call
her. All right, I'll tell her. Yes, I'll tell her. And I think I'll have a nice long talk with myself about you, too.
Well, is Peg Martin going to show an interest in Barry Carlton? And if she does, what effect will it have on Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.